From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Federal authorities have arrested a Bangladeshi national in connection with a plot to bomb New York's Federal Reserve. The Justice Department says in a statement that the terror suspect was picked up this morning in Lower Manhattan, the culmination of a sting operation during which the man was closely monitored by the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force New York office. Authorities say the public was never in any danger. President Obama and his Republican challenger Mitt Romney are back on the campaign trail after their dramatic debate last night. Mr. Obama scheduled appearances in Iowa and Ohio while Romney appealed to voters in Virginia. The third and final debate between the two candidates is coming up in less than a week. NPR's Craig Windham reports some political analysts say it may not be as contentious or as closely watched as last night's showdown.
The third debate will focus on foreign policy, and John McGlennon, who's a professor of government at the College of William and Mary in Virginia, says the president is likely to feel he has a significant advantage in that area.
He has a lot more experience in foreign affairs. He has a lot more information. He is probably going to be able to address a number of these issues in a way that the voters are likely to give the president more credibility on than a challenger.
McGlennon says he does not expect the next debate to get as much attention as the first two got.
People have seen these candidates a couple of times. I frankly don't think that there's going to be as much interest among the viewing audience.
The final debate is next Monday in Boca Raton, Florida. Craig Windham, NPR News.
Germany's powerful finance minister is calling on the European Union to appoint a commissioner who would, in effect, control the purse strings of member countries' budgets. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Berlin that the suggestion is likely to meet with stiff opposition at a two-day EU summit that begins Thursday.
German Finance Minister Wolfgang Schäuble says the point is to get the European Union to take more meaningful steps toward creating a fiscal union that will stabilize the euro. But his proposal for a currency czar and call for more flexible voting arrangements in the European Parliament are likely to make many EU members skittish. What's more likely to garner support at the summit in Brussels is a proposal to strengthen the European Central Bank's role by giving it control of private banks. Currently, those banks are regulated by the central banks of the country they are located in. Analysts say any of these measures, if approved, would require a new treaty, discussions for which will happen in December at the earliest. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.
Before the close on Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average up 5 points at 13,557. NASDAQ gaining 3. It's at 3,104. And the S&P 500 up slightly. It's at 1461. This is NPR News. The Taliban are claiming responsibility for another massive attack on coalition forces in Afghanistan, this time in eastern Paktia province, where NPR's Sean Carberry says 10 Afghan troops were wounded.
Attacks targeting Afghan bases and forces are on the rise as they continue to assume more responsibility for security in the country. According to NATO, Afghan forces are now leading 60% of security operations, and they're suffering 5 times as many casualties as coalition forces.
NPR's Sean Carberry reporting. U.S. officials say a CIA operative was among those killed in a suicide attack on an Afghan intelligence office in Kandahar Saturday. Another intelligence officer, a 24-year-old soldier, and 4 Afghan intelligence officials also lost their lives. A trial date has been set for George Zimmerman, the neighborhood watch volunteer charged with shooting and killing unarmed teenager Trayvon Martin. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Miami. The trial is set for next June.
It was the first hearing in the case for Circuit Judge Deborah Nelson. She took over the case after Zimmerman's defense successfully sought to have the previous judge dismissed. The judge set trial for June 10th of next year. Attorneys estimate the trial may last 3 weeks, though Zimmerman's lawyer, Mark O'Mara, indicated he may not be ready by then. O'Mara has previously asked the judge to delay proceedings in the case, saying he has to take as many as 75 depositions and is still seeking discovery documents from prosecutors. This week, Zimmerman's defense said they're also waiting for records of Trayvon Martin's Facebook and Twitter accounts. Another hearing in the case is set for Friday to determine whether Zimmerman's defense is entitled to subpoena the teenager's school records. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
U.S. stocks were higher as the Dow gained 5 points at 13,557 before the close. This is NPR.